Who's that?
It's Juliana. I don't know. My body disappeared.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
I'm here.
There you are.
Where? Let's see. Let me see.
So you're
it looks like you went for a swim, Juliana.
Yes, I know.
All right. So if you want to see other faces and you can't see yourself, there is a little anchor point on the right or the left that is like an arrow, so you can move the screens. That allows you to see next screen is next screen. Because there are 60 of us right now, that's a lot of people, and we don't fit into one screen. So let's see. We're going to start this course explanation with logistics, just because this is so many questions that everybody asked me. I'll just get that out of the way. First of all, how to find the course videos and everything. I know you all watched it by now and you all got there through the link in the email. That is awesome, and that is my way to lead you there simply. But if you ever want to check it out and you can't find the email, you go to studyvault.transcensiongate, like the main page, and there's all materials, like the main page of that website. There's a blue icon there that says Abundance Gate Course. If you press that icon, it will bring you to the same page. So if you can't find an email, you can go straight through the icon. Some of you who are in Transcension Gate, it's the same way how you log into the gate, and you essentially just go to the main page and click a different icon instead of the gate. You click the Abundance Gate instead of Transcension Gate. We have two gates now. All right, so as far as the structure of this course, I think you figured it out by now. On a Monday, you're going to get a new module released. So every Monday for 6 weeks, you're getting new information delivered to you. And there are many different videos, and they each a separate page. There is a workbook on the first page of those. And you need to print out the workbook, and you need to start working on filling that workbook out as you go. That will allow you to sort of keep the information in your mind the way that makes sense for you. I designed it specifically so that it makes you think a little and it makes you remember a little. So that way you are doing your processing, but you're also working on what is in the course material. The information is written on many different levels. It took 4 years for the Solar Console and myself to put together this material that you are getting in Abundance Gate course. So there is 6 different frequency channels in addition to, like one of them is the one you're hearing, that's the audio of the video. But then there's other things in there. So information is energy coded. That means when you're watching the video, even if you turn the sound off, you're still getting some frequency of it, but I would like your conscious mind to also get the information, which is why the workbooks are designed the way they're designed, to help you get that information into your consciousness in a way that sort of translates it to make it your own. It's important. That's how you remember better. Now, the workbooks are for you. They are not something you need to post on a Facebook. They're not something that you need to give to me or email to me. This is fully for you to process, to learn through. So if I ask in one place, let's say, write 3 things that are like this, if you have 20 things, go write 20 things. I mean, do as much work or as little work as you would like. So don't feel like you're limited by whatever I'm asking. And some of you who are asking, like if you don't have a printer or if it doesn't work, well, just copy the question in your journal and then write underneath it your answer. It's your workbook. It's meant to be for you to do the processing, to do memorizing and understanding of the material, okay? So that you can deepen in to what you're learning. And as I said, they designed specifically that they are linked to what you're learning. I pulled the lessons apart into 6 portions precisely for that reason. It's layered. So I know you will be tempted to jump ahead, to try to see something, and I'm not gonna release to you the next modules until we're done with this one to prevent that temptation, but questions will still arise, and just be aware that sometimes you will be asking me something and I will be telling you we will get to that in 2 weeks instead of answering, because there's going to be a lot of information that by the end of 6 weeks, you're gonna look back and go, oh my God, now I get this. But it's so much of it, and it's such a complex system, because I'm trying to show you how reality is created in like actual sense, how the guardians, Kaddish to guardians, or if you don't understand that term, think of it like how God or the universe or universal intelligence creates realities, like what we then see as reality. And then within that, how do we create the type of a reality that we desire? So it's a complex information that's delivered in specific portions in specific way. That's why I really want you guys to do the work on the workbooks, so that you actually are making sure that you are anchoring the information correctly as you go through the course itself, okay? But workbooks are for you. On Tuesdays, this is the call. On the call, I would like you to come prepared, which means that you at least once went through the course, that module of that week. That means watched all the video, printed the workbook, and at least started to fill it out, even if you don't have it full. I mean, you have a whole week to fill your workbook, but at least started to dig into it and look for what's unclear, what you might need to ask me, and you listen to the meditation at least once. So that's what I would like you to come prepared with for every call like this, so that energetically we can hold it together as a group and bring it to the next level. Wednesday is when the energy transmission is. That is a complex program. It takes me about a couple of weeks to write one of them, and you're getting six of them. So it's pretty incredible, actually, energy download. It's a multidimensional frequency that holds all the way from the 10th dimension to the first dimension, energy imprints of abundance relevant specifically to what you're learning within that week. So this week we're focusing on understanding of the conceptual concept of the whole thing, right? The broadcast, the identity, like the bigger pieces, and your own types within that. So that's what the Wednesday download will be about. It's an energy that comes into your system. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to stay awake for it if you don't want to. It will start at 11 o'clock at night on Wednesday in your time zone. So even though this calls, let's say, I mean, I know some of you like in Australia or in Germany or in Spain, so this is your time zone different than our time zone right now. But for the downloads, I make them go around the world. So whatever your 11 o'clock at night is, that's when the energy starts flowing on a Wednesday night. And it goes till 7 in the morning, Thursday. So 8 hours of particular energy transmission. Ideally, you set some intention for it, and we'll talk about that here. What you want to work with during that transmission. And then afterwards, so on a Thursday morning, you probably want to journal a little bit about, so how did it go? What insights did you get? What happened? It doesn't mean that something's going to happen literally at night. It might be that you have a dream that gives you an answer, but it also might be that you just have a different revelation or your energy feels different in the morning, even if you don't remember what happened at night. So it's not so much to focus us to what happened during the night. It's more like focus on how your experience has changed in relationship to whatever the thing that you intended before the download began, okay? So another thing I want to mention is the energy tunnel. The ones of you who have participated with me on international trips, you know what that means. For the rest of you, what that means is it's an energy frequency range parameter that is maintaining the group of all of us within a particular range that is relevant to what we're working on. So that's a basic definition of it. But in relationship to this, so we're talking about abundance. Now, abundance is not just money. Money is just like one little thing about abundance. Abundance is also your health, your wealth, your relationships, your connection with the universe, your business, your career, your link with your guides, like whatever it is that you want that is about you and the universe having an interaction back and forth. All of that is abundance, and you got tons of that from the videos already. So that is the range energetically that we're being held on. That program I write at the beginning, so yesterday all of you got deposited into that space. That allows you all to be within this territory that is going to maintain all of us within a particular frequency parameter. That means if you're having a lower self moment and fear comes up or issues comes up, and there are gonna be a lot of those that will show up here and there because that's part of what we're going to be cleaning up, you will have support. Think of it like the water that's going to hold you afloat no matter what, like a salty water. So then even if you feel like, oh, I have difficulty swimming, well, it's still going to sort of hold you. So that allows us to not dive into our own illusions. because the pretty much main reason why people cannot create what they desire is because they get stuck in the hole of mirrors, in all those illusions that they think are real, which they're not. So in order for us to get out of the illusions, I'm going to give you lots of information. I'm also going to give you lots of frequency upgrades through the energy downloads. You're also going to get the meditations, which you got the first one today, which are incredible six frequency composite of different waves that maintain your physical brain and your energy field in a different capacity, in a different openness, which then allows you to process certain energies in a very different way. And in addition to it, we're all inside this energy tunnel or energy parameter that's going to help you all for 6 weeks. So during those 6 weeks, you're essentially all within this container with me. We're all in this together. Now, the bigger portion as to why we're doing it. Of course, yes, we all want our own little things, but there's also the bigger view to this. This planet is in scarcity consciousness. And we all are the types of people who want to enhance not just ourselves, but we want to serve. We want to help planetary energy, including humankind in general, to awaken to understanding of abundance and harmony in a much more beneficial way than it is right now. In order to do that, there has to be 22% of consciousness on the planet of human beings that is able to maintain a different frequency. In order for all the energies to change, 22% needs to be different, then it flips, and then everybody gets upgraded, and then it seems like normal. So something that wasn't normal, and maybe was made fun of or whatever, once 22% of the population believes it, it becomes normal, and it's just common sense and no problem. So the more of us human beings, and most of us are not human, but the more we can hold that frequency of abundance that is in a higher note and harmonious, and we will together create a really potent charge here. We're going to add that to the morphogenic fields of the planet to add to the type of people that can hold that 22%. So the more we can do that, the more we're actually serving the planet to help overall human beings to shift. So this is not just for us selfishly, this is for everybody as well. All right, meditation component in your class. Every week you're going to get one meditation. That meditation, as I said, is written on many different levels. You need to listen in headphones because that's the best way to get the frequency waves in. I mean, if you listen without headphones, you're still going to get something because you're going to get energy resonance. But ideally you're in headphones. And what that does is, like, you're going to hear one or two frequencies in there. Like, you're going to hear the sound of my voice. You're going to hear the music kind of a sound. And then there's lots of other things you don't hear. There's a theta brainwave activation. There is a multidimensional component in there. There's a binaural rhythms. There's so many other things in there that are meant to help your brain to unhook from illusion. So I would like you to do that meditation at least once a day before you go to bed. Now, if you're some morning people here, you can do this also in the morning. So you can do it twice a day. You know, if you want to do it 20 times a day, you can. I mean, but like one a day is what I want you to do. The reason for that is because you want to gradually build how your brain functions so that you keep holding more and more and more of the conscious component instead of the illusion. And it's not just mental. It's not something that we can just start thinking differently, because if you could, you already would be, because we all read a lot of books. We all studied a lot of things. It's not just that. It's an energy change. It's a conscious energetics of how your consciousness creates your field, then creates your brain response. And then your body, the biological vehicle here, actually lives within a lifetime thinking that something is normal, thinking that something is, well, this is just how things are. So what we want to do is work with that other component, and then from there reprogram everything, including the body and the brain. That's why I want you to have that meditation in your brain vibrating one time before you go to sleep, because that's going to, once you sleep, then keep doing the work. And if you want to do more, up for you, whichever, how many times you want to do it. But that's why. Now, the next week will be a different meditation. So then you do that one the same once a day, 7 days, and so on. Sometimes people ask me, can we mix them? You can, if you're still processing something from the previous and you feel like you're not done. But then do that in the morning and do the new one of the week on the evening. But ideally, you just do the one that's of the week on that week, because my energy download for you is written for that meditation, using that as an upgrade. Okay. What else? Facebook group. Please join if you're not there yet, because that's how we can communicate throughout the week. That's the easiest way to do that. And stay on topic, please. I know it's so tempting to ask questions about anything, but stay within the topic of the week. So any questions you might have about your workbook, or like in the homework, in this one you had, I think only, yeah, you had only one component when you had to figure out like a little chart in there about your experience and then what broadcast you're having to create that. But in the future, there will be more and more of those, because I will be building that with you to become more consciously aware of what's going on. And that's why I want the questions to remain within what we're doing. That way we all help each other, because everybody can benefit by me asking and answering back and forth, right? So that's the logistics portion. Focus. The focus component is about the entire 6 weeks. What I would like you to do is look within yourself as to what kind of a focus you want this abundance to have for you. As I said, abundance is pretty much like your health, your wealth, your connection with the universe, your relationships, your business, like all of that is abundance. So decide which area you want to focus on. It's tempting to want to do them all. Don't, please, because then nothing will happen. We want to not disperse the energy. We want to be like a laser. We want to focus on one something. Now, if you have a secondary area or a tertiary area that's still kind of wrapped into it, that's fine. Like, let's say if you're working on, let's say, personal development and connection with intuition, and then your business is also about intuition, fine. Now use your personal connection, and the business could probably be the focus. Or if you're working on internal health and at the same time some sort of a expansion and connection with your inner guidance, again, those could be together because they're kind of the same or in a similar venue. If you're working on creating a relationship and at the same time you want health for your system so that you are physically healthy and your relationship is healthy, okay, you can combine those. So I'm not necessarily saying stick literally to one, but be somewhat reasonable, like don't pick 20 different things. It's important because that way we don't disperse the energy, okay? So take a moment, tune in. What in your heart of hearts do you feel, do you know is the thing that you really want to put forward? Out of all those things that we just looked at, and there are probably some things I didn't name that might matter to you, what is the thing that you would like to put forward as, okay, I want to spend the next 6 weeks with this? You know, maybe it has like this little add-on to it, but that is my main thing. So tune into yourself and find what that is for you. Try not to just do it mentally, you know? Like I had a client once who was really, really overweight and unhealthy, and she wanted to work on her business. And it's like, well, that's nice, but you're not gonna have a good business if your body is falling apart. So it's actually the body that needed to be the focus, but her ego wanted the business. So you want to really feel it in your heart. What is it that you want? And whatever that thing is there a secondary thing to it that fits in with it? Okay, so whatever you got, that's what you want to focus on for the class. Now, I would like you to write in your notebook or whatever you have in there, what kind of an outcome, like if you imagine this thing that you just tune into in your heart of hearts, what kind of an outcome you would want it to arrive to in 6 weeks? Like, how would you be changed in your happy place, in your ultimate scenario? What would be the difference between you now and you then? And we want it on all the levels. Would you think differently? What would be the main difference in your thinking that you would like to have? emotionally, would you feel different? What would be the main difference in the type of a feeling you would like to be having? Would your physical body be different? What kind of a body experience would you like to be having? Externally, how would your life change if you're applying it onto something? Like if it's about your relationship or your business or some sort of a vision of what you're going to be doing in your life, what would be the external material sort of change in your life? And the last one is the spiritual component. How would that change you in relationship to this mission in this lifetime on this planet? How would you see yourself differently? How would your relationship with the universe be changed by you arriving at that spot in 6 weeks? Okay. Good. So that is something that you might want to journal about further, but this is something that you want to definitely keep for reference, because everything that we will be doing, you want to be applicable to that thing that you just came up with that you would like. Okay. So every single lesson that you're going to get, it's written in a, like I try to present it in a sense that's somewhat neutral, that it could be applied to any of those areas. Sometimes it's hard, but generally I try to do it that it's applicable to all of them, which means as you're listening to me speak within the lesson, look at, okay, how does it apply to this thing that I said I want? For me, what does that mean? So you start to personalize the information, because as I said, the information here is multidimensional. It's really large stretch. It's not just mental. There's of course mental component, but there's a lot more, and you want to apply it to this area of you that you specified. Okay, make sense? Do this so I know it makes sense, or this if it doesn't. All right, I'm gonna look at all of you. All right, good, awesome. Okay. All right, so now we're going to go into the portion when I'm going to talk more about the types. This is what the main focus for today will be, your abundance types, because this is where we need to start. You all know your types. This is part of your homework. You all printed out the pages that are relevant to your types, so you sort of looked at them and figured out how this is applicable to you. What I would like to talk about is a little bit more as to why we need them, like what is the point about knowing these things and what they are. So in the video there, I told you how they are more related to karmic patterns than any particular like soul mission or anything like that. And in essence, we can be all the types. There are 8 of them and we can be all of them. But some of them are almost opposite of our personality type. So sometimes maybe you walk into some of them, but it doesn't make it your personality. Your personality are the first 3, and those are the ones that you have. The first one is the main one. That's your main personality anchor point. The second one is the supporter. That's the one that's meant to help out the main one. And the last one is the influencer. That's the one that kind of like adds a flavor to it. Each one of the types has the positive side and the negative side. And you can see that in your information there. So there are no good types and bad types. They're all great. One is not in any way better than another. And let's not have the type envy because it doesn't mean that somebody with this one type somehow has an easier life or something than somebody with the other type. No, all types have their own way and they are different and they have their own sort of a unique application to your life. So why we need them is mostly to simplify our own path to abundance. Because abundance could be arriving to us in many different ways, right? 100% possible, 100% of the time in any way. But if we choose to use the positive component of our three types and we clean up the karmic baggage of the negative component of those three types, which is our self-sabotage, that's how we create abundance with more ease, our own natural way, okay? And each type has some sort of an issue because of which it has formed, because remember, they're karmic to begin with. So there are different pieces to each type that you might pull out for yourself, and somebody else who has the same type might pull out a different variations of them. So just because, let's say, two of you have the same type doesn't mean you're going to be the same personality, because first of all, we're composite of three things, and second, each one of us pulls out different benefits or negatives from each type, okay? So I started to talk about what is the, like, why do we need to know this? So first of all, is so we can attract abundance in the most easiest for us way, okay? Second is we contribute to the planetary abundance by us being abundant. So the more we can hold that frequency range, the more we end up helping the planet. And that's the service piece, that it's not just for us so that we feel more harmonious and somehow better, but it's also that the more we can do that, the more it benefits everyone else. So let's say somebody with the same type combination as you have, the same three types, that is totally asleep on the planet and really in scarcity, but they have a karmic issue that is similar to yours and you resolve it, you change something with it, and now you are not utilizing anymore the negative saboteur within those types. You are now using the higher component of them. So awesome for you, but it's also good for the person who had the same types and similar karmic pattern, because you just added into the planetary morphogenic field something that is kind of like a point of reference of a solution, of a resolution to the problem. Now that person who was asleep and in scarcity, if they don't want to change, of course they're not gonna change. But if they are inside actually craving the change and looking for it and just have no idea how to do it, they will subconsciously have access to something that will give them that solution, which will make their progress much faster and easier. So this is how we serve. It's a complex system and we're all a tapestry of multicolored components that fit together perfectly. And sometimes it's hard to understand with the mind, but with the universal intelligence mind, everything is interconnected. We are always linked together. So whatever it is that we're doing for ourselves, we're actually helping or we're contributing negatively too. When we throw tantrums and when we go into our own negative stuff, we're broadcasting that as well, right? And you now know about broadcast. So that's why it is such an important thing to have a consistent broadcast. We'll talk about that in, you know, future lessons, but for now, this is why I want you to understand why we need those types, all right? So every type has a particular quality that is the main sort of a quality for that type. For example, in a ruler, it would be empowering. This is what rulers do. They naturally empower and they have a vision that is big. They tend to like build empires. They do bigger things like that. And empires doesn't mean like it's literally an empire, although it can be, but it's something that's like, let's say having diversified investments or having a business that's complex or having relationship that's complex or having many relationships at the same time if they are all around something, like let's say building a nonprofit organization, which all relating in different directions. So rulers build empires and they naturally empower and they have a vision. That's the higher note. Let's say mavericks. So the ones of you who are mavericks, they are risk takers. I would say that's the main quality of the personality. That does not mean they're crazy risk takers. There's definitely a range to maverick. Some people are really, you know, on the high, and some are kind of on the lower end of that. But they are able to take risks, and they're able to do it well. There's plenty of types that cannot take risks at all, and they will like self-destruct if they try. But mavericks are designed to take risks. If they don't, they're actually gonna feel stifled. They're also very clever. So this is not a statement on intelligence. Cleverness is not quite about intelligence. It's about a way to make something happen by jiggling some parts and creating an unusual arrangement. It's connecting the dots, not in the way how most people would do so. So that's the strength of personality that is maverick. And I'm talking about for the ones of you who has that as your first type or the second supporting. Influencer is a little different. Accumulator. The main quality is so disciplined. Oh my God. If anybody ever was like the type that is super disciplined, like I have accumulator in me and you know how disciplined I am. Like I can make anything happen because I just stick to what I decided. So accumulators are able to do that. That is not the quality that some other types have, but accumulators definitely have that and it's almost natural. They don't even have to work at it. Another part, accumulator is frugal. That does not mean that they don't spend the money or that they don't do some other things that are not frugal, but in general, they kind of maintain their life in such a way that there's always something kind of left, like there's always a little bit available. They will never, accumulator is the type that will never have nothing. They can't. They're designed to always have something. Alchemist is the ultimate idealist. It's the one that has this creative, idealistic view of reality, and their strength is they champion others. They need to learn to champion themselves, but they champion others really well. let's see, nurturer. We have a lot of nurturers here. Nurturer main quality is giving and loyal. Very, very loyal, almost to a fault sometimes. So that could be a negative depending how the person does it. Very generous. They naturally support. That's what happens with a nurturer, okay? That's the personality quality. Let's see, connector. Connectors are, well, obviously relationships, right? So connectors are like ultimate networker. They always connect with somebody. They always build these spider webs of connection with everybody. That's what they're great at. They do it absolutely naturally, and they socially are adept because of that. Obviously, if connector is a starseed, maybe a little bit different, but in general, it's still a natural means of creating links with other people. And another thing about connector is there is a faith in there. It's almost like an innocent faith in everything will work out. It's okay. Somehow it's just, it's all good. Like they have that imprint that not every archetype generally would have, but this type has. Okay, so who did I not say? Celebrity. Celebrity are very charismatic people. We have some celebrities here. It's an imprint of someone who does not fear attention in general. They might have issues with what kind of attention, but in general, they have that charisma about how they interact with reality, and they are radiant. They tend to radiate themselves. So if, let's say, somebody is a celebrity type, but they're not doing that, they are going, that means there's some karmic pattern that's stifling their abundance. They actually meant to do that. Who's left? Romantic. Romantic is the other one. That's pleasure and luxury. So that does not mean that they just like buy whatever it is that gives them pleasure. But in general, that type kind of goes with there's beauty, there's pleasure in life, and it's about sensory pleasure. So if it's a relationship, it has to feel good to connect with this person. If they're doing meditation, they have to not only love the energies they're connecting to, but love the clothes they're sitting in because it has to feel good too. Like it's all about that feel good experience that feels luxurious. And if they don't allow themselves that, they have difficulty with abundance. Okay, so those are the main sort of structures of the type charge, I guess, to the personality. Now, there are also wounds, how we get hurt. Each type has formed on a karmic wound. You can't have a type if you don't have a wound. So let's say if somebody is a perfect neutral being that's just resonating oneness all the time, they would not have any of those types because they will just be in abundance automatically. But the reason that we have them is because we all have some sort of wounds. So let's look at the wounds of each of those types to give you an idea, because you can then see there would be three types of three different wounds. You will see, that's how it's linked together within me, okay? So what did I start with? Ruler, okay. Ruler main wound is loss of control. It's if there is no grasp on reality, and it could be mental control or emotional control or physical control, depending on the person, like there are different variations to that wound. Spiritual control even, like going insane, that's like the ultimate opposite of what ruler, like this would be hell for a ruler. Let's say rulers would not do drugs, would not want to let go and bliss out. That would be the opposite of what ruler would ever want, because control is the wound in there. So not having it feels like death. That's the wounding of the ruler. Maverick, the wound there is fear of being trapped. For Maverick, there's something that happened that trapped them at some point in some other lives maybe, or the beginning of this one. And the entire personality forms based on that. So it's like they terrified to be trapped, which means they always breaking the limitations. They always doing something to go beyond the normal, the traditional, the way the others do it, just so they are not trapped. That's typical Maverick. Accumulator, the main wound is not enoughness and limited supply. So not enoughness, I mean, everybody has it one way or another, but in a accumulator particular version of the not enoughness is that there is a limitation to supply. The typical, like if somebody's accumulator first, it would be, oh my God, I'm gonna run out of something. I'm not gonna have enough friends. If I do that, my friends will leave me. Or if I do this, I don't know, I will lose all my money, or my business will fail, or health-wise or whatever. There's always this feeling like there's not enough. It will at some point end, and then I'll be really in trouble. That's the wounding component there from the accumulator side. Alchemist. Alchemist's main wound is misuse of power. In some other lifetime or in this one, usually it's the lifetime from before the wound gets dragged around into this one. Something has happened when they felt they have misused the power. And power, again, depending on the person. Power could be emotional control of somebody. Power could be financial, you know, manipulation. Power could be magic, like using energy incorrectly, whatever. There are different ways of how power can be misused because of what power means for a person. But some sort of a misuse of power. So in this lifetime, they are overly careful on a misuse of power. So much so that they almost like refuse to take it. But that's part of the problem, part of the wounding of the alchemist is that they don't take their own power. If they only did, they can create abundance. Okay? So you're starting to see how the wound is connected here, right? Okay. Nurturer. Nurturer wound is the pain in the world that people are not happy, that people have suffering, that people have something that they don't have. Like nurturer would be somebody would say like, oh yeah, I would love to go to this event, but I just, you know, the ticket is just cost too much. And the nurturer would just buy them a ticket just because, even if that person is not their friend, because that's just, they can't handle that somebody cannot do something. That's translated as pain. And that's not even a literal example of pain. But in the extreme, of course, that goes into rescuing, martyrdom, and so on. So you can imagine that's a traditional nurturer wound. Connector, the wound of the connector is I'm not smart. So whatever happened to them, they either were made fun of, or maybe they were a different kind of learner, like more emotional intelligence, maybe. Maybe they were just, I don't know, dyslexic or something else happened to them. But whatever that is, that I'm not smart, that's a huge wound that essentially forms the connector personality. That's why they are such a good connector, because that's what they build instead of building their intelligence. Now, that's not to say that they're actually not intelligent. It's a wound as an illusion. So connectors could be extremely smart. They just don't believe it. So it's not about the intelligence. It's about their perception of themselves. Okay? Celebrity. Biggest wound that celebrity has is being criticized. Celebrity personality, which looks usually on the outside, if the person does let themselves fully be that personality, it looks like sparky and excited and amazing, and they can just have this charisma to do whatever they want and that. But underneath it, they're terrified of being criticized. That is their biggest wound. Usually that forms like in this lifetime, they were either abused or criticized just really severely or judged. And it also could go from a previous lifetime when they were also severely judged. So celebrities, it's sort of like one of those types that looks really nice on the front end, and on the back, there's a lot of pain in there. The person is really afraid to be seen, even though they kind of have the need to be seen at the same time. And the last one is romantic. The wound of the romantic is being undervalued, unloved. That thing that they want so much, that loving feeling, not having that when either they were younger or from another lifetime, usually from this lifetime. So those are the wounds, and you can see hopefully how that is connected to your types in your life. All right. Brad?
Did you either miss ruler or did I space out?
Yeah, you spaced out. Ruler was fear of control.
Okay.
Loss of control, fear of control. Sherry?
Does this apply only to the main first portion of the personality, or is it to all phases of it across the chain?
You mean the wound?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be all across. The part that I meant about the only one, I'm trying to connect it why you're asking. The part I said that it's only mostly about the first one, that's when I was talking about the qualities, like the main qualities of each. Yeah, that's usually the first one and maybe the second one. The third one is sort of influencer. But when we're talking about the wounds, all three wounds are interwoven and essentially make us. Good question.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Eugenia.
Eugenia, I have a question. Yeah. Why stop only on three types? Because I can see some other types in me too, like
alchemist. Yeah, I already answered that. We can be all the types. We can be every single type. But some types we walk into occasionally. You know, like I'm not celebrity. For me, celebrity is probably the opposite of me. But I can be in some moments when I am in that mode. But that would not be my personality. That would be just something that in that moment I can do. So if this is, goes for every one of us. We can be all the types occasionally, but what makes our personality, that's more like, think of it like a program on which you function. So that's why we want the top three, because the first one is your karmic pattern. The second one is the supporting to work with it. And the third one is the influencer for your personality. All the other ones are more like experiences you can step into, but they're not definitions of your personality. Okay.
Is it okay to ask a question?
Who is waving? Dasha?
There are two people waving that I see. I'm one of them. And another one is Lily Tesla.
Oh yeah, I'll get to Lily in a moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is there a problem if, let's say, your influencing type, the third type, is kind of very contradictory to the first type? Is that what we call sort of interference? Because I have the connector as the first and accumulator as the last, and they have like exactly opposite qualities.
Exactly. We will get to that, and I would like you to speak up when we get to the part when I finish this teaching portion, because that's exactly what I want to do with you guys, is look at how it fits in within, you know, you, and we'll use some people as example. Obviously we can't go through everybody.
Okay.
So Dasha, that's a great thing, and definitely speak up so we utilize that example, because that's what makes a contradicting personality when internally, or contradictive personality, right? When internally we start to feel this push-pull like a war and it's very uncomfortable. So some people who have their types close together, they usually it could be, if they're all using the karmic negative part of it, might be really hard to get out, but if they're using the positive part, it's actually beneficial. On another hand, if somebody has the opposites, that might be really hard to function, but at the same time, again, if they're using the positives of it, that could be a huge propeller ahead. So it depends on the sole contract. I'll get to that.
Okay. Just one question. I missed the point of accumulator, the one point. What was that?
What was the pain, the wound of the accumulator?
Yes.
Not enoughness and limited supply.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you are welcome. All right, Juliana?
How do these relate or not to our archetypes?
Yeah, in this class, I don't teach the archetypes, but I'll answer that just because some of you have been in my other class. So the big archetypes, those are your soul contract. So those are about your mission. Those are from your soul as to what you are meant to do. They're like purpose related, mission related. These ones are karmic. They're not your mission. They're not about what you're meant to do. They're simply the pathways to abundance. They like means to an end. Okay.
Okay.
Does
Thank
that
you.
Answer?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Hey, Jeannie, all right.
Teresa.
Okay.
What does it say if your archetypes are the same? In the primary. So the soul contract is the alchemist and my primary abundance is alchemist.
That just means you meant to get your abundance by fully living your mission. And you know it. You so know it. No matter how much you hide from it, you know it. All right. Anybody else waving here at me?
I had one question, which is, can you talk a little bit about which is stronger, the second or the third, the supporter to the karmic or the personality? What is really the difference between those two? I'm having a hard time getting a sense of that.
The number one is the one that's your main personality imprint.
Yeah.
The number two is the supporter for that. So if they both used in a negative, that's very hard, but usually one of them would be in a positive, and then we'll talk about more like how that works. I didn't tell you the whole second part to this. That's why the question is there, because you only have half of the information. And the third one is the influencer. So it's meant to sort of like propel you or move you or help you in some way. Like I'm a ruler and maverick, so I build empires and I do it my own way. But my third one is accumulator. So I never run out of funds to do it. Mm-hmm. It's not my personality fully, but it is part of my personality. Mm-hmm. Because Maverick is first, I'll push things to freaking limit, but I will still never run out because I have accumulator third. So it's a supporter. It's like a edge where your personality will check. Mm-hmm. That's your third one.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay. All right, anybody else waving at me or should I go on further?
Real quick, Eugenia.
Don't see where you are yet.
On my screen, I'm right next to you, so.
Oh, there you are, now I see you, okay. Hi, John.
The alchemist, you talked about the wound being misuse of power. I'm not quite sure how that plays in because that's the first one for me. I'm just trying to understand that.
Remember that the alchemist is a creative idealist that champions others. So, So the misuse of power, it's if you try to champion others too much, you can easily take over. And you've been watching that in your job, right? When you can kind of always like you want to be noticed, you want to be seen, like you have more of the karmic piece in there. But the wound is still that if you had a full control, you would do it completely differently your way. So you always have to watch how you don't step on, let's say, whoever is actually in authority within the structure.
Does okay.
That make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. So I'll go further to the next portion of that to make sure that we cover that. The next portion is the need. Each one of the types has some sort of a need, and that need is what drives us. So for the ruler, that need is to be enough. They have to be enough and they don't feel enough and they need to be enough. For the maverick, it's a need for approval. Not every type is going to run on need, by the way, but that's a karmic component in there. Accumulator need is safety. If they were just feeling safe, they'll be fine. So who's next? Alchemist. Alchemist is confidence. They need confidence. That's what their main need is. Nurturer main need is to protect others. Connectors need, you probably can guess, it's the need to be connected to. They just can't handle not being connected to. They need this, they crave this. Celebrity need to be approved and loved. And romantic is need to be acknowledged. Like you matter. Okay, so those needs are the things that every type has, but we don't always build our personalities around them. And the main component here is if we fulfill that need by ourselves, we are in alignment with abundance. If we don't fulfill that need by ourselves and we want someone else to do it for us, we're in scarcity. So that's the key there. Like, let's say the connector that needs to be connected to, if they have this need driving them, you can see how they will be probably making incorrect relationships, right? Incorrect connections. But if they connect to themselves deeply and maybe to their higher guidance or, you know, something like that, like the bigger part of themselves, they are in abundance. The same thing with, let's say, nurturer, right? If they feel like instead of protecting others, they feel protected. And then others are sort of all protected or whatever they are, but they are protected. They give themselves that. Then it resolves the need. All right. So the last component of what I want to teach you here in this call is the way to abundance. Each type has a particular way of how to get abundance, which is linked to what we were just talking about. And each type also has something that they must do in order to get there. So I don't know how to label it, but in my mind, it's a must. So whatever we must do, this is like the thing that if we did that, we will clean shit up that we have. So that must part is a necessary piece, because when we don't do that, when we reason ourselves out of doing that, we're not in alignment, okay? So the must part, and then there's a way to abundance. So kind of like in my mind, those are two separate things, but maybe they're not, I don't know, but that's how I'm dividing it. So let's go back to ruler. The ruler must is they need to learn to celebrate small wins instead of going for the, I'm going to change the universe. Move a mountain, ascend tomorrow. Small wins, and they require emotional and time freedom. Ruler is actually freedom must. So if they don't allow themselves those musts, they are going to be in scarcity. Okay, the must of a maverick. Maverick must generate consistency and not need to win approval. They must let go of needing approval. That's one thing that always short circuits a maverick, is that they try to win approval, they don't even realize they're doing it, but they have to let that go and then they're free to really be a maverick. All right, accumulator, they must allow luxury and trust life, like the anti-frugal. That doesn't mean, you know, frivolous spending. It just means that they must allow some luxury in their life. Yep. And alchemists must let go of money judgments. That's the biggest thing that short circuits an alchemist. They judge money in themselves and in others. Like, oh, they people, they have money, they do bad things with the money, so they shouldn't have the money, or I shouldn't have the money, or whatever it is that alchemist does, they must choose money. Alchemists can actually easily make money, but they just don't choose it because they judge it so much. So they must choose money, must let go of judgments of money. Nurturer, they must stop rescuing. I know it's so hard, but they must stop rescuing others. They must stop abandoning themselves. That martyrdom I was mentioning, yeah. As long as they stop rescuing others, then they can still give and help, but they do it kind of more reasonably, more balanced, so then they can be in abundance. But if they go into rescuing, that means they're overgiving. Nurturer is like the ultimate overgiver if they're in a negative. Okay, and let's see, connector, they must learn about money details and let go of that overwhelm type resistance. They connectors are sort of masters of creating resistance, freak out in their system about details. Like, oh, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Because remember, their biggest, you know, wound is I'm not smart. So if they know that they are fine, that they are smart, that they're capable of understand to, and they are connected to themselves, which is their need, then they can easily do the thing that they must, which is focus on details, and then they realize, oh, I can actually do that. Okay, so celebrity, their must is to stop compulsive spending. Celebrities tend to do compulsive things, like, oh, this is gonna make me feel better, I'm gonna go get it. That's not a good idea, that takes them out of abundance. And also they must face the inner critic, because celebrity is the one who's been wounded by being criticized and judged. But at this point, whoever was doing it probably long gone or even dead. And chances are they doing it in their own head to themselves all the time. So that's what they must face and deal with. Otherwise they're not gonna be in abundance. That must happen. And the romantic must is, you know, deal with spending in a responsible way, kind of similar with the celebrity. And they must face feelings that they have about being unappreciated or unloved. Because same thing as with celebrity, most of the time whoever did it is probably long gone, but then they creating that self-fulfilling prophecy when they keep making it happen, even though it's actually not necessary, because they believe that that is so. So let's see, I think that's that. And now I'm going to tell you about the way to abundance for each type. Okay, so for the ruler, the way to abundance is to achieve. They need to have a goal. If they don't have a goal, they go crazy. They must have a goal. Achieve something, go towards something, and empower themselves and others, but do so with ease and grace. If they just go like a bulldozer forward, that's not going to create abundance. They have to do it with ease and grace. And remember, their must is the time freedom and emotional freedom. So there must be space. Ruler requires space or they're not in abundance. Maverick, way to abundance is to trust your own instincts and always have a plan B. Because Maverick is, like, I'm Maverick, so I can tell you from myself, it's a type that comes up with the most unusual solutions to problems, and they probably would not work for pretty much anybody else, but they would work for you. And if you trust that impulse, if you tune in and it feels right and you go for it, it creates a great result, but it takes a lot to build that self-trust to know when it's your ego that wants to do it out of, you know, whatever, or if it's actually the Maverick speaking and saying, hey, that's a cool opportunity, go for it. So Maverick must trust that internal instinct and not just put it down as like, oh, it's unreasonable. Like, I've done pretty much everything I've ever done was unreasonable, and this is the only reason I'm here teaching you. So, like, it works, but it's, you have to actually be listening to yourself correctly to do that right, so it's not reckless. And plan B is a must. If Maverick does not have a plan B, they will do the, what is it called, feast and famine, right? When they have like a lot and then nothing, a lot of nothing. So you don't want that lifestyle. You want to have something that generally just keeps going up. And to do that, there has to be a plan B just in case for everything that Maverick does. Accumulator, way to abundance is invest in yourself and your transformation. They must. They tend to invest more like in safety and in structures, but they have to invest in themselves, in their transformation, whatever that means for them. It could be having a massage. It could be taking a class. It could be choosing a different house to live in that might seem to them like extra, like luxury, but it's actually beautiful and it's what they need to feel like they can be expanded. So whatever it is for their transformation, they must invest in that. Alchemist, way to abundance is connect creativity and money. As I said, my alchemist, the only thing they need to do is choose money. They actually need to figure out that they want it instead of repel it, and that will be fine. Nurturer, way to abundance is boundary, 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 and triplicate. If they don't have boundary, they're overgiving and all that. And another thing that nurturer needs is leadership, internal leadership. Not necessarily leadership of others, but internal. So what that looks like is, let's say you help somebody and they utilize it. Now they're coming again, asking and coming again, asking. And instead of just going with the impulse of the nurturer, you say, you know what? No, I love you, but I'm not going to give you this. But I'm going to give you advice because I'm seeing you're repeating something here. And this is what you can do to empower yourself. See, that's the leadership part in there. Like they step into the role, but they still have to learn to say no occasionally. So that's the nurturer. Now, connector way to abundance is networking and helpful people. It's connecting, talking, it's finding people that just being generous essentially, and then the right people come around and then some opportunities show up. Like they don't kind of have to create it linearly, it arrives to them. Celebrity way to abundance is admire yourself. They have to own their own uniqueness. When they don't, then celebrity becomes fake. Like it's a bling thing. And that's not what celebrity type actually is. It's not a bling. Bling is the one that's more known, negative ego thing. But the real celebrity is actually the one that is internally in that place of, I know I'm special, I know I'm unique. Not that I'm better than others, but I am unique and I own that. And from that place, I'm going to be generous and gracious and charismatic. Like a lot of artists, a lot of performers, a lot of people that tend to be personality of that type, that's a celebrity type, if they are harmonious. All right, and romantic way to abundance is, there is always a way. They have to remind themselves that, they forget. Generosity, and they must engage life with pleasure. If romantic tries to do something that they think they should, they're gonna be in scarcity and they're gonna just kill over. They can't freaking do it. They have to be in this yummy feeling of I'm in flow and this is good. And sometimes you kind of have to make it up because like if you have responsibilities and you still have to do something, well, you have to do it, but you have to then play with yourself and do it in a way so it still feels kind of like a luxurious, nice flow, because as soon as it doesn't, you cut off your own abundance, okay? So that's the way to abundance for the romantic type. All right, so this is the end of my part talking. And now what I would like us to do is maybe a couple people that, I'm gonna pick somebody with different types, that we can look at how that fits in within you. And it will hopefully help everyone else to see also what that would look like. So Dasha, you were the one that started this, so let's start with you.
I'm sorry, I have a tiny little question. While I was writing down the way to abundance for the nurturer, I completely missed the way for abundance for the connector, which is my main type.
Networking and helping people.
Working and helping people.
Networking.
Right. Networking. So you should network
yep.
for connector.
Yep.
Yeah. Even though like the connector type kind of presumes that they're already working.
I'm not quite getting your question. Network is when you socialize.
Yes. So, but like, so does connector means, let's say I'm a connector, that's my main type. Does this mean that I do socialize or I should socialize more?
It means that if you socialize, abundance will come to you. Because your abundance doesn't come necessarily from direct action or goal setting, but from being in flow with people.
Okay. All right. So that leads very nicely into the interference question that we were talking before about, because the connector must socialize and must, you know, connect in everything. And which comes kind of easily, more or less. But the last one, the accumulator, who's my flavor, sort of the third thing, the accumulator is kind of like holding on too much and does not allow luxury and sort of is very, very disciplined and everything. And connector is kind of the opposite of that. So
and who's the middle one?
I'm sorry, what?
Who is the middle
one? Middle one is the nurturer.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. I have the nurturer under control. I learned to nurture not too much. So the nurturer, like sometimes it gets away, but not that much. So nurturer is under control, but accumulator and connector are in direct contradiction to each other.
So a connector is first, right?
Connector is first, yes.
Accumulator is last. Yeah. So in this situation, what's happening is you got your first personality type, the connector, which you do naturally. I mean, you just socialize, you connect. So that happens already. You got the nurturer one that was brought in with some karmic overlays in there. So you had to work on that. And you have resolved some of them. So you understand now the boundary and you're able to say no occasionally and all that stuff, right? So the third one, that's the flavor. The third one is usually something that kind of like comes from like another karmic pattern that could be either a benefit, like it's a good karma, something we've learned and we can utilize, or a negative. So depends how we use it. The third one, it either makes it or breaks us. Like it either supports our abundance or it sabotages the hell out of it. So the last one kind of has, it's like the little runt of the litter that comes over and like bites your ankle and suddenly the whole giant topples if it's in the negative. So it has that power to do that. So if your third one is the accumulator, we know that in a positive, that's actually disciplined one that is orderly and that will always make sure you never run out. There's nothing wrong with that. That's awesome.
Which does happen.
Exactly. So that's the positive part.
Helpful. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And the negative part would be that it might sabotage your ability to actually fully show up in the world because it will want to, you know, kind of contain out of safety and hide you.
So then the question is that, let's say I do connect to people. I don't mind people. I'm an introvert. Ironically, I'm not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. But when I connect to people, I connect to people and it's lovely. But I don't want to show up like and be visible for business. When it comes to any kind of like money transactions, don't see me, don't look at me, go away. So this is the accumulator talking then, right?
That's the accumulator, but it's also a negative part of the connector if you think about it. Because they remember with the connector, the overwhelm of the details?
Yeah.
So, all right. If you show up, you think that means you have to get a full grasp on all the details. So there's a little bit of the perfection there that's being dragged into the mix. And since nobody's ever perfect and you can never be in a full control of everything, then it translates into, well, then I can't show up because if I fully show up, whoa, they will all see that I'm not actually, you know, in order.
Well, we can move on to other people, I think. But the last thing is that I'm just not really interested in showing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so like you know, I'm interested in everything. I want to talk to you. I want to know you. I want to do my art, but I'm not interested in connecting those two.
Yeah, what I think the issue here is that you assuming that the showing up in a particular way is required in order for you to, let's say in this case, have a business. But being the types that you are, it probably isn't. So there are different ways how we can show up. For example, showing up with owning the structures of it, that's you being organized about your art. That's your accumulator. That's the one that shows up and knows like what's where, and you're not going to mess up your project, right? Like you're totally orderly when it comes to that. The connector is about, I created this beautiful thing. I love it. I participated in it. That's probably nurture. And now, like, I nurtured this artwork into existence. This thing I birthed, here it is. That's the nurturer, right? Now, I'm going to go further up to the connector. I'm going to bring it out into the world, my beautiful artwork, but I'm going to connect to people. Not like I'm going to promote my artwork. But instead, I'm just going to connect with people. Like your way to market your business would be to have a soiree, to have a party when you just hang out with people. You have good wine and cheese and you chat. And by the way, this is my artwork. And it starts a great conversation. And then you leave with everybody purchasing all your artwork. That's a very different way that creates that. But there has to be still an ownership there of your value to make that happen.
Okay.
But you see, it's a different way of showing up. It's not a showing up like, and here is my artwork and you need to purchase it. Mm-hmm. It's more like showing up as a connector, which is a natural thing for you anyway. But if you own your value, so the price on your art is appropriate. And if you expand your connection, so it's not just friends or family or close circle, but it goes further and further. So you build higher, more complex networks. That's how you then sell your artwork.
Okay, well, let's talk to somebody else now.
Well, utilize that.
Yeah, let's go. Okay.
You're welcome. All right, who else would like to be the person here that wants to talk? So we had connector and nurturer. Wave at me. John? Okay. All right, John, let's unmute you. Yep.
I'm unmuted? Okay. So I'm alchemist, nurturer, romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the romantic, that part you talked about, the one that, you know, I mean, that one probably hit me as hard as any of us, you know, never feeling appreciated or feeling undervalued.
Yeah.
But still the alchemist, I'm trying to understand that connection and the nurturer. So to connect creativity and money, I guess that's the... Is that where you're saying that for I see it like that it's not okay to make money with my creativity? Is that kind of what you're
not quite. That's a little too literal. You're on the right path there. But think of it like you are able to create food at the highest level, right? As a, what do you call yourself? A chef or what would be your label?
Pastry chef. Yeah.
Pastry chef. Great. So as a pastry chef, you're able to create incredible thing, but you can choose to offer that to a corporation that then just mass produces it, or you can choose to make that into an artwork, essentially, in a very small sort of way. You can do it then directly to particular people for a very different fee, or you can use it as a teaching tool to teach somebody how to do it, or you can work with different stores and so on. So there are like variations of how that can happen. But it's still the same original skill. That would be using your creativity to make money. So one way that's probably least creative is to sell it to a big corporation. But the more creative ways would be variations of all those other things that still utilizes your skill because you have really high level of skill. You're not just anybody who can do this. You're like really on the top of that. So that would be a creative way to make money doing it. But in order to do that, you have to fully own yourself. And remember I said that the last one, the third one, is the little run that bites your ankles and can topple the
right.
Gang.
Right. So
that's what's romantic, is biting your ankle there.
Every day. No.
So if you get that part under the alignment, right? So we know that that means you have to love and value yourself. Now imagine if you love and value yourself and then you show up and you say, hey, my pastry is the best and I'm going to do this. Or I'm this person who knows this and I'm going to teach that. There's a different imprint to that, right? instead of like, yeah, I have some skill, I can do something. So if that romantic is owned correctly, that will actually propel the alchemist forward.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Does that answer it?
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, I'm gonna look at other pages, see who else is waving. Mira.
Question.
Hi, Mira.
Hi. I have a question before talking about anything else. The whole group of us and the majority of starseeds, but few of us are forerunners. What you are teaching us, is it any differences between this group?
No, starseeds or forerunners, doesn't matter. If you are on the planet Earth, you are within the parameters of the planet Earth simulation. Simulation is like a program within which all the subcategories are, like all the different archetypes and sort of who you are and how you resonate and so on. So if you enter here and you incarnate here, may you be from whatever soul group, doesn't matter, you're going to be utilizing these types.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I think Betsy were waving at me. Mm-hmm. Betsy, yep, okay.
Yeah, so I'm an accumulator and a maverick, which seem...
I'm accumulator and maverick too.
Mm-hmm. Polarizing, and then my ankle biter is alchemist, which I love that, ankle biter, it's so cute. So it's interesting that the first two are seem to me just polar opposites.
So the accumulator is first?
Yeah.
Maverick is second?
Yeah.
And that would make sense because if you think of the wound is, safety. And you know how that is your core, pretty much everything. So,
right.
So that would propel the accumulator there because it becomes like, I have to make sure I have enough or else. Like before I look at anything else in my life, I have to make sure I have, foundation.
That's so they're linked through the wound.
That's why that would be first, right? And Maverick, that's the part of you that's probably more of your soul quality that says, yeah, but I believe everything is possible. I can make it happen. So maybe that would have been actually the first, but because you came in the way you came in, the accumulator came a little bit forward, which is actually not bad because that also means you will always have, you're like a cat that falls on four paws no matter how high balcony you fell out of.
And then the alchemy piece feels that actually resonates more than the first two for some reason, but that's the
flavor. Yeah, but remember the third one, as I said, it can make it or break it, right? It could be the most amazing propeller and supporter. Like for me, my third one is the accumulator. So it's something that allows me to risk because I know that I will never be in a desperate position. So your alchemist, that's your creative use of you. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know that no matter what happens, you'll figure it out. I mean, what you did with your house, what you did with your family, what you did with your kids, I mean, your whole life is because
magic.
Magic. That's what allowed you to make that happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Anyone else here waving at me? Wendy. There you are.
Okay. I feel like I've well integrated my three abundance types. You should probably. But I feel like the romantic is the one that's nipping at my.
What is happening with your microphone? You're like echoing like crazy.
Oh, it's John. So mine is ruler, accumulator, maverick. And I feel like I've integrated those three pretty well, but I was resonating with romantic as the wound.
So what's your question?
The question is, can you be at a place in your life where you feel like you've integrated your abundance types and there's another one that might be showing up that is up for you because you have integrated the other types?
You can, or you can be unaware of some ways where they are actually unintegrated and think that they are integrated.
True.
Yeah. Because if you, like you're saying, your ruler accumulator maverick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for the ruler, the not enoughness, and then the accumulator, the safety, right? With the also component of the not enoughness there in a sense. So that's two patterns that are very much the same, but you using them more from the electric side. So that means there's probably something there with the flow, with the ability to actually breathe and pull that through. So that would be the maverick. So your maverick would actually need to actually have more like magnetic energy, more creative flowing part instead of a mental. So it's not necessarily that you outgrown your three types. It's that you need to explore them more by adding other polarity to them.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. All right. Anyone else waving at me here? I want to make sure I see you all. Okay. Dusty, let me unmute you. You're not unmuted yet. Can you unmute yourself? Oh, there you are. You're unmuted. Okay. Hi.
So I'm celebrity ruler romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And
which totally makes sense, of course, for Dusty.
Totally. So, but as usual, I don't know how that, I don't know where to go with all that. I feel like all of them are me, but I don't know how to make them work into abundance because I feel like, I don't know. You know,
okay. So let's start from the first one is celebrity, right? Okay. So celebrity requires to admire themselves, to own that they are unique, right? So that's sort of a necessary piece, but that also means that they have to face the inner critic. And you know that voice in your mind that always goes on and on about, you know, that this is and that and that. And well, that's something that is in the way of abundance.
So okay? how do you clear?
So well, that's why you guys have the meditation to listen to. That's why we're going to go through different weeks looking at, there's actually going to be a whole meditation on inner critic. So you'll
Quick question on the meditation thing, because I didn't see that until I saw a Facebook page that there was a meditation that was released. And I tried to process it while I was watching my son play tennis today, and I realized that's not the place to do it.
No, that's not going to happen because it's going to put you.
So I shut it down after about 5 minutes into it and started realizing I was getting way too deep. But I have a 6-year-old that loves to sabotage my 5 a.m. meditations. So can I do it in the evenings when I'm falling asleep? Can I just put my earbuds in? Because I typically go really deep really quick, but will I still get that if I just do it that way?
A meditation is a visualization and the energy pattern. And as I said, doing it before you go to bed is actually a good idea. If you want to let it just go and you fall asleep, sure, it will still do the job.
Okay, so if I get in the bed and just start going through it, but if I just get, like, you know me, I zap down into it, then that's fine. I'm going to get it. Okay.
You're still going to get it.
So
back to your types, right? So the celebrity we just looked at. Now, the ruler is the one who builds empires. That totally makes sense. I mean, my God, look at your life, right? You have like your fingers in so many different pots. So you're sort of like ruler desire to be, right? Like you want to build your empire, but, and you also want the time and the freedom. Like ruler totally fits with you. But the achievement and the empowerment in there, you have to actually be in ease and grace. So that grace part, you know that saying, give yourself some grace, that means essentially like chill a little, relax from that voice that constantly criticizes. So that goes right back to the original celebrity, right? And now if we put romantic, the need to be acknowledged, that's your little thing that bites your ankles, because that's the thing that comes in and says, and then they will see. And then I will be because they see me. That has to change into I see me. I feel pleasure from doing it. And because I feel, then I am generous. That's the ruler part. The ruler is generous. So it's sort of like putting it all together would look like for you probably mainly working with the voice inside you that wants to constantly yell at you. It's the part of you that puts you down instead of lifting you up. Because you're really capable, like you have so many possibilities. But to make that flow happen so that correct resonance is happening, you actually need to internally be in that resonance. If you watch the videos, the broadcast video is when I talk about how whatever energy we sort of radiate out in the world, that's what we're going to attract. So if the energy you radiate is, I'm capable of doing it, I want to do it, and then I will be enough, that's not going to work really well. Versus, I am enough, and I'm excited to do this, and it's interesting. I'm going to play with that, feel good about it, that's the romantic part. And then the universe says, oh, great, we'll resonate with this. And then your opportunities end up working out better.
So going to, when you first started the session, you said turn into yourself and look to see what, and I just kept feeling like self-love, love, I couldn't.
That's awesome. That's exactly what you need. Your solution to the entire, all of these three things that are in a way that's not working is essentially learn to love and appreciate and see yourself. If you can focus on that throughout everything we're doing for 6 weeks, so that you clean up that inner critic, which essentially like bad voice in your head that constantly nags at you. And then sometimes it comes out and starts nagging at other people. So cleaning that up so that it doesn't happen and you're actually more loving towards yourself and then in turn more loving towards others. That's the generosity of the ruler, which is your supporter that is going to help your celebrity to attract abundance.
Well, then I feel ecstatic because you know I never feel like I ever get it. And the fact that I feel like I felt
You got it.
I feel great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Anybody else waving at me? Brad? By the way, guys, hold on, Brad. We are at 90 minutes, so I'm willing to go further because I don't have any clients tonight, and this is our first time, so normally it's 90 minutes, but I'm willing to go further. If anybody of you have to leave, that's okay. I mean, 90 minutes is what we planned, but if you want to keep staying and listen to other versions of this, I'm hanging here. All right, Brad. You're still muted. There you go.
There we go. The focus I came up with earlier, it has to do with shifting careers, but not entirely, okay? I mean, I think the nurturer, I'm nurturer, accumulator, ruler. I think the nurturer definitely, aside from giving too much money to too many people, you know, I think it actually is applicable to what I want to do, what I want to focus on. And I'm wondering, because I actually enjoy the career I've had for like decades and don't necessarily want to just throw it all away, it occurs to me that the accumulator, one of these parts that had to say, oh, the need of safety, that I could get involved in this new endeavor, this new focus that the nurturer will help, but and I can use the accumulator as the safety of my established career. Is
that's
that
exactly
mixing
correct.
And matching? That's okay? I mean,
yeah, that's actually, well, okay or not. I mean, there's no one right way, so I'm not going to tell you which way is the right way. Because
it feels good.
Right, but what I can tell you, though, is at least this is sort of my philosophy on life. I never break anything I have built. I don't believe in that. I don't believe, like, let's break it and build something new. I build on what I have built, or I break it apart and then utilize the parts of it to build something else. So if you have a career that's working, if you hate the career, then you would take the skill from that to use it for something else. But if you have the career, it's working, and you don't necessarily hate it, then build it like a bridge towards what you want and start building that new thing. But having your safety net in the form of you still get your paycheck and you're okay financially. Then as this thing blossoms more and more, you figure out if you want to put more effort into that. But that means you also would have to create a safety from the accumulator in a different way. It might be going part-time in your job. It might be being, working like some project here and there. I mean, it still might be utilizing that skill somehow, but it might not be maybe full-time job. But it's definitely that you want to have the accumulator always provide some sort of a backup. Make sense?
Yeah, I could see where I could gradually shift the safety of the accumulator part from one area to the other. I'm not at all sure how I could connect the two areas. That'll be something I'll explore.
Might not need to. Your connection might be the fact that you are not scared to go into what nurturer wants to go into. Because if you didn't have that accumulator part, you'd be terrified.
Just to throw one last thing in the mix, where does the ruler influencer.
Ruler is the one who empowers others and the ones who builds the empires. So ruler allows you to handle more things than one at a time.
That sounds good for me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Juliana, did you want to ask something too?
Answer my question in the chat. But we can do mine. I was just kind of going, it seems like the big thing I was working with the third one is just to allow the generosity to be a positive and on the connector to socialize. And on the accumulator, I already have that part, I think, the discipline. Yeah, what do you have to say about what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what the question is. So being accumulator, that's your first, right?
That's my first one, so to allow the
that, yeah, that means
allow the luxury. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's
invest in self.
That's also the safety thing. That's the mm-hmm. part about allowing yourself to always be safe, to never end up with nothing. That's the part of, because of your contract, you have to have that. Like you can't be, I don't know, a woman begging on the street. Like that would not work for your contract. So that's why that's the first one. So your second one you're saying is a connector, right?
Yes.
Okay, so connector normally probably would have been number one for you. But because of that karmic thing that you have to make sure you have safety, the accumulator moved up. And that put the connector into secondary position. But that is your natural way, like that social interaction and linking with people and generosity and connectedness while still maintaining the boundary, of course. That's necessary component. And that would make sense that there's a connector. And you're saying the last one is the ruler, right?
Yes.
So again, that makes sense because that's empowering others, but it's also empowering yourself. The time freedom is very important for the ruler. So they have to have space for themselves. If they don't, nothing happens. So that's another reason why that's there. And the control or the loss of control, right? So in a positive, ruler is actually in control, not in a negative sense, like not grasping control, but like mastery, self-mastery. So that would make sense, the positive control, that there would be ruler.
Yeah, so why did you get that normally the connector would have been first, just because the safety was such a wound?
Yes, connector for you makes sense that that would have been first. Like if I had to guess, I would say probably connector and accumulator, but I would put accumulator second. But because of the wound, it would make sense that it would move up because you have to make sure that you always have something. Like it's a necessity for your system.
And so does that become a limiter in business and expansion because you're going for safety?
It's an awesome thing to have. Having it at the front and not as a negative, my God, that's great.
Oh, you mean safety as a base too?
As a foundation. Right. Exactly. You're not driven by safety. That's the thing. If it would be used in a negative, that would be a problem, but you're not. You're not driven by that. It's actually more of a, I don't know, security net. Like no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. So yeah, it's really good.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You can enjoy it.
I do.
Okay. All right. Anyone else here? I don't see any hands yet. Okay. I see some hands. Let's do Christy first, and then I'll get to you, John. Okay. Christy, let's unmute you. You're not... There you are.
Sorry, that wasn't my hand moving. I wasn't that obnoxious about it, but I'm glad you saw me.
It's not obnoxious. I'm telling you, I don't want my glasses, so please wave. Like,
Ryan was waving my hand for me. Anyhow, at the beginning of the session, you said that if we fulfill our needs ourselves, then we are actually in abundance.
Then we are in alignment with abundance. I didn't say we are in abundance because there are other things involved, but we are in alignment with it, yes. We're not sabotaging it.
Never mind then, because I thought, well, I get this concept, we're done. But we're just in alignment, okay.
Let's just say there are more components than one, okay? As I started this whole thing telling you at the beginning that this is a complex thing. This I'm trying to show you like how the universe is made, and then we're linking it to individuals. So it's complex. It's not going to be like, oh, I just do this one thing and that's it. If it was that easy, it's not.
But as an alchemist.
As an alchemist, magic, 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 right. So for you, knowing certain key things are important. And that's why I, what's the right word? Condense this for you guys into these smaller portions, like the wound, the need, the drive, the must thing, and how you get. So you can kind of conceptualize in your mind, like put order to it, because otherwise it becomes very nebulous very quickly. With order, it's quicker to grasp what you need. So Christy, which ones are you?
Alchemist, nurturer, and ruler.
Alchemist, nurturer, and ruler. So yeah, your main thing, the whole money judgments, if you just that. Decide you actually like money and want money, really.
I'm gonna get it.
Exactly. That's kind of it. And the same, by the way, goes for, I'm just using money because money, we're talking about money, but it can be anything else. Like if you're choosing to focus on your health or on your relationships, whatever, just replace when I'm saying the word money with whatever your other thing is. It's still the same thing. So let's say nurturer, if you have a boundary, you're good. You know, and ruler, if you have a space, you're good. Notice how if you freak out because you don't have space, suddenly everything topples for you.
Yeah.
All right. So did I answer it?
Yeah, we are in alignment when we heal ourselves with abundance.
When you are in the need part that you give to yourself, you're in alignment with abundance. Then there's still all those other things I just named that you have to do, like there's more active component, participation, right, in order for it to actually show up. Because broadcast is not like you're not sitting there in a void. You're actually peep, 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 like you're actually putting something out, right? So the need part, that's more like a hole, and we have to fill up our own hole first. Once we did, now we're in alignment. Now we can do the peep, peep, peep correctly to attract. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
That's a good question. I didn't even think to explain from that angle, so thank you. All right, John wanted, I'm gonna find John. I don't know where John is. There you are, okay. You were on a third page, so I had to go for you. I have to unmute you, hold on. There you are.
We're good. Hey, Eugenia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So got a question for you. So I'm a maverick ruler accumulator. I'd like to know what the balanced electric and magnetic would be for my signs as well as the others. What would it mean to bring those qualities in balance for each of those?
So ruler maverick accumulator?
Maverick ruler accumulator.
Maverick ruler accumulator. Hmm. Well, these three, and I will answer that, but I just want to kind of generally teach. There are 8 types, and generally 4 are more on the electric side and 4 are more on the magnetic. But okay, Don't take it literally. It doesn't mean like literally you are only electric or you are only. It just means that polarity is generally a little bit more that way. So ruler, maverick, accumulator, and alchemist are more on the electric side.
Okay.
And nurturer, connector, celebrity, romantic are more on the magnetic side. Okay, so you can see your 3 are on the electric side, right? So maverick, that's I have to do things my way.
Right.
But that could be done action-wise, like do things. That would be the electric. But what if I have to feel things my way? I have to experience things my way.
Okay.
So, for example, you always bring up dreams. That's right. Magnetic. That's very maverick. I don't even teach dreams, and you talk about dreams all the time because that's your way of processing it.
Right.
So you're being a maverick all the time by doing that in the magnetic.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So the second one you said was ruler, right?
Ruler. Yep.
Okay. So ruler, as I said, the one who builds the empire, the empowering vision. Again, that vision might be very structural, literal vision. As in, you know, more, you know, like my vision is very electric generally, like I'm able to hold that. And I think that's what you were using when you were doing your business.
Right.
But there's also another side to the vision. Like, let's say, what would be a good example? I'm trying to think of what I do because I'm so electric myself. So my magnetic version of the ruler part, I call her Empress. and she's the one who knows the timelines.
Oh.
So vision as in different timeline options, that would be a magnetic version of a ruler.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So okay. Accumulator, that should be easy because masculine accumulator, that's everything in order, counting, knowing how much money you have on your account, all that stuff that I'm sure you got figured out and, you know, most accumulators do. But there are also sometimes magnetic accumulators. That of that, think of it like a pot filled with gold coins. It's a fluid, intuitive feeling. Do I have enough or do I not have enough? Magnetic accumulators have no idea exact numbers of money in their account, but they will feel, I got enough. I should spend on this, or no, I should not spend on that. They would feel that. So okay. That would be more of a magnetic version. So for you, I'm not sure what I would directly apply to, but it's still probably use of your intuition.
Right, right. Cool, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
All right, any other hands? Vanessa, let's unmute you, okay.
So there are two parts. The first one is, I think I heard you say, so there's the first one's the main personality. And then what I was wondering was, so does that mean that whatever the first one, it's for me is the alchemist. Does that mean that it's like more looking at the positive side, let's say?
No, they both, all three have the positive and the negative.
Right.
And every single one of them will have the positive side and the negative side. But depending on how we use them, like let's say if somebody has three archetypes and they're using the negatives of all three, that person will be totally in illusion. Like they will be just stuck in fear. But usually we would have, especially everybody here, we're doing some personal work. So there will be some types that you're using in a positive and maybe some components of the negative that are in a way. So which types are you?
Alchemist, connector, romantic.
Oh, well, how beautiful of a combination that is. So you can see how those three connect to you, right? Like what would be your sort of, where do you feel your personality is the most?
Well, I mean, all of it really resonates with me very much. So, I mean, I really do resonate a lot with the connector. And then, I mean, alchemist, that my work is very much in that arena, so.
And what were you going to apply this to? Like when we were tuning into that sort of one thing?
Yeah, well, I wanted it to be about earning money. And then when I tuned in, it was about really like physical vitality, really caring for my body. And then
you can connect that together with the making money, by the way, because you can say, okay, I want to work on being in my body and experience myself deeply so that I can pull in more money in a literal sense for whatever it is you're doing in your business or your career. So they actually can go together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the second part of the question was that I feel just particularly in relation to money, that my downfall is not paying attention to details and not tracking and all of that. So what part of that combination of three, you know, where is that? Because that's not really specifically, I didn't hear that specifically in any of them.
Yeah, that's actually exactly the connector.
Okay.
Yeah, that is the issue of the connector. Remember, the must part for the connector is must pay attention to details and clean up overwhelm resistance.
Okay.
That is like literally the issue of the connector.
Okay. Very good.
So, and the solution there, remember, the wound was not smart.
Yes. So
that's the, I can't do it. I can't do it because if I do, then I'll find out I'm not smart. That's not true. That's an illusion that connector walks into. So then the solution would be the opposite, to say, wait a minute, I trust that I'm smart. I'm smart enough to figure this out and I choose to just give it the focus. And by that choice, you find out, I can handle it okay. Kind of like small amount of details at the time and then the next, and before long, you actually own it. So that's the solution there for that connector issue.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, Teresa?
Oh, you unmuted. Thank you. Okay, I want to go back to the statement you made that alchemist as my primary soul's focus and the abundance focus to apply these two in my soul's direction. Is that right?
Yep, mission.
So my statement in the beginning was, how do I apply this is, interestingly enough, self-confidence, leadership, visibility as it applies to business. Am I missing
any? You have celebrity in there too.
I do.
There's your visibility.
Yeah. Yeah. So am I missing anything? Is there anything I can fine tune to really?
So which archetypes you are again?
Alchemist.
Where that question came from. Alchemist, celebrity, and what's the third one?
Alchemist, maverick, celebrity.
Maverick. I wonder who was probably celebrity that asked that question. Am I missing anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the reason I'm looking as to whom, because I think you ask that a lot in yourself. That's kind of the part how you wobble yourself. Like, am I getting everything? You know, am I missing anything? Like looking for something to go wrong. That's the criticism. That's the self-judgment. That's the thing that was imprinted on you. And then for some reason you took it on and went with it. Like now you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
Just in this case, this is not literally judging yourself as bad or don't know or whatever, but more like, am I missing? We will work more in future weeks with assumptions. This is one of the assumptions you're making, that there's something to miss. What if you assumed there's nothing ever to miss and whatever is yours to know will be available to you in the moment, in the instant you need it?
Well, I've been leaning into that a lot.
That's the alchemist part, by the way.
That okay.
Would be, yeah.
Yeah. As I've stepped into developing the business, I'm stopping the outside noise and going internally and saying, okay, what feels like the right next step for me?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're doing it correctly from that standpoint of those three archetypes. Good job.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mira?
My question is listening to everybody, and I'm the accumulator, celebrity, and maverick. I'm very electric, and I, for the last N number of years, I'm working on myself how to move to the magnetic side. And have these all three types, how to work on understanding and balancing magnetic, electric.
The celebrity is the magnetic.
Yes, and this
so
is
that number. Would be the female that comes out with this charisma and being radiant and not having to prove anything, not afraid of criticism, not looking to, you know how you think ahead 20 steps of most people, like you figure out what they could say and then you like predict it and already say it. Yeah, it's a business thing, but you can do that in your mind because of the other archetypes, but the celebrity, she doesn't do that. She just kind of flows. She assumes she would be admired and seen and loved and all that. So that would be the feminine.
Thank you. How it's connected? Because from the last year class for the archetypes, my main archetype is a goddess. And celebrity and goddess and accumulator, how it's all... It's all together and...
Yeah, the goddess romantic part, that would go with here in this structure, like you're talking about the big mission archetypes. Here it would go into the celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's the part of you that loves art. It's the part of you that likes, like you like expensive things, but not to flaunt them, but because you just like it, you know, like, you know, you would have something that may be one thing, but it's really high-end thing. So that's a celebrity in the correct way, that's more female, and just allowing yourself to relax into that more, you know? Because that way, yeah, celebrity attracts to herself or himself community. She attracts this flow of energy. And you naturally do, I mean, you bring people your way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so one more person and then we're going to end because we are at 2 hours. I think I saw Marsha somewhere. Marsha, where are you? There you are. Hold on, you're still muted. can you unmute yourself on your end? It doesn't work on mine. Bottom corner. There you go. Okay.
Hi, I am nurturer, connector, and romantic. And nurturer, connector make 200% sense for me. It's very, very me. But romantic a little bit biting and doesn't much resonate with me. And I believe it's something underlying in this particular type.
Well, the part about being unappreciated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not only unappreciated, like spending, ignoring, avoiding anything to do with, finances is true.
Remember, this is about self-worth related. We're just taking it more towards money, but it's pretty much self-worth. It's how we connect with the universe. And we all take from each type something unique to us. That's why I was saying that somebody with the same type will not necessarily be the same person because you might use different components of that type, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, with the romantic, it's about luxury, it's about pleasure, it's about deepening in. Well, you might not be about luxurious physical things, but I mean, you do everything to deepen in, right? That's your thing. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. your luxury is sensory,
mm-hmm.
emotional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That totally fits with the romantic. And then unloved or undervalued or unappreciated, that's totally there. It's just when that wound is so strong, it's almost like you don't even expect to be, or you don't even know you want it, but you kind of do. And when it happens, you actually have a fear of accepting it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the romantic piece.
And another question, is this abundance personality type coming from karmic lessons,
mm-hmm. and
it's connected to our self-worth. It looks to me like it's self-worth from previous life. It was coming from lesson of self-appreciation and worth from previous lifetimes.
Pretty much everything comes from previous lifetimes if it's karmic, because karma means it's unfinished lesson in the previous lifetime. Then it gets carried over to the next lifetime in order to be looked at again. So
yes.
Let's say you would in this lifetime then recreate that lesson. So that's why in this mm-hmm. lifetime we would also have something similar to the karmic lesson, because we brought in the pattern to open it up, unpack it again, and then look at it again in this lifetime.
Okay.
Yeah, so when people say like, well, it's karmic, but it's not in this time, that doesn't happen. It's always in this lifetime somehow, because you would have had to be imprinted with that pattern to form the personality, because personality is within this lifetime, right? So there would have had to be that imprint on which the personality formed. But it doesn't usually originate, at least I've never met anybody, so I don't know. I mean, it's possible, probably everything is possible. But I personally, seeing like thousands and thousands of people, never met anybody for whom that type formed just in this lifetime and not in all linked to anything in the past. It's always linked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer it?
Yes, thank you.
Yep, you are very welcome. All right, so I'm going to unmute you all. I think you are all unmuted. So yeah, thank you so much for being here. This was fun. I enjoyed connecting with you and seeing all your faces to add to my energy perception. So what we will do is for tonight we will be done. Then on Wednesday night, and for some of you in other parts of the world, it will come sooner than later, we'll get the energy download. And whatever it is that you might have that come up, questions related to this kind of conversation or in your workbook for this week or in your videos, that's what all goes into the Facebook. So remember, use Q4 Eugenia hashtag so I can find it, because if we have an avalanche of everything, I need to be able to actually find the questions. And yeah, there you go. Thank you so much for being here and helping yourself.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's the download will be the nature of tomorrow's download.
Thank you.
Super fun.
What will be the nature of the download for tomorrow?
That's what I was saying. Everything that we're just dealt with and everything that is inside the week for today.
Okay.
For this week.
Leave me.
All of that. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.